From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Representative Josh Gottmeier urged electric vehicle manufacturers to include AM radio in their cars and trucks. The New Jersey Democrat says if Elon Musk has enough money to buy Twitter and send rockets to space, he can afford to include AM radios in his Teslas. He says despite the public safety use of AM radio, many EV manufacturers have stopped including AM radio in their vehicles. AM radio is the backbone of America's national public warning system. Global beef exports have hit an all-time record for volume and value, adding more value to U.S. beef cattle and providing markets for products not currently used in this country. According to agrimarketing.com, those international markets for beef variety meats boosted exports by 15% in 2022 compared to the year before. The top eight importers of U.S. beef include South Korea, China, Taiwan, the Philippines, Singapore, Colombia, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic. For the second time in 4 months, the FDA cleared cell-cultured chicken as safe to eat, an important step in bringing the food grown in fermentation vats rather than from livestock closer to the retail market. Agriculture.com reports backers say cell-cultured meat, like the plant-based proteins now on the market, are a cruelty-free and environmentally preferable alternative to massive livestock farms and slaughterhouses. The meat industry calls it fake meat.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.